The changes and challenges in the new regulatory regime. I know we talk about residential and commercial mortgage finance here a lot. I previously spoke to this group a few years ago on CMBS 2.0 and 3.0, and I want to talk about some of the things that are upcoming today. Hugely, I think, is the fact that we have the first three, or at least three in a row, that are talking about regulatory aspects of our business as lawyers in commercial and residential real estate. So 10 years ago, we didn't, maybe 10, 15 years ago, in the commercial side, we didn't think about it too much because there wasn't that much. It was mainly on the consumer side. That's where a lot of the regulation impacted. But today, of course, Washington is pretty much down in our knickers on a regular basis, so we do have to pay a lot of attention to that. Just to get an idea of the audience, how many of you all are involved in one way or another with commercial mortgage-backed securities, either as lender, borrower, servicer, or capital markets? Oh, good. We've got a pretty good group here. So it is one of the key methods of finance. Right now, you have banks, life companies, pensions, REITs, and the CMBS market is a significant part of that. In 2007, it represented about $240 billion that year, and of course, then the bottom fell out, and we had a very tough time for years as the capital markets tried to figure out what was going to work and how it would work.